All right, today's movie review is Adam, starring Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad fame. He's been in a few different movies since starring in the series, the hit TV series Breaking Bad. In this one, he plays a quadriplegic, someone who has an awful accident, and he becomes a quadriplegic, although he does retain some movement in his arms and hands to some extent, limited. And it sort of documents his trials and tribulations. And this is based on a true story. What wasn't really clear to me, they said he took a dive into like a lake or something, but it was shallow water, 3 feet. So I'm assuming he hit his head, but they made it sound like he broke or he snapped a few vertebrae upon impact into the water. So I don't know if it was icy or exactly how that happened, but regardless, after taking this fateful dive, he became seriously injured. I thought it was interesting. It's hard to pass up the fact that Bryan Cranston also came out with a movie recently where he played a quadriplegic, and that film was called The Upside in 2017. A completely different film because in that one, Bryan Cranston was wealthy. His character, the character that he played, was wealthy. However, in this film, Aaron Paul's character that he was playing was not wealthy. He had a little bit of money from the work that he did, but he had just been offered a promotion. He had just got a new girlfriend. Right when everything seemed like it was going so great, tragedy struck. Going into spoiler territory, after having the accident, his girlfriend basically dumped him, disappeared. And it's kind of understandable to some extent. Who wants to be having to be responsible for someone who can't take care of themselves the way they used to be able to? Since their relationship was fairly new, like I think they were only together for a month before the accident. They did sort of have a little bit of a reconciliation, and then they broke up officially later on into the film. So this film kind of documented this, and Aaron Paul seemed like he was perfectly cast for the role. Frankly, I don't think I would have watched it if it wasn't him being cast. He was the draw for me to the film because I respect his acting ability. I think he's really great. He was good in this. He had that rough edge, and there was the Russian assistant that was helping him, and she was really great also. Basically, the moral to the story was that, you know what? This is your life now. You have to get over it or get on with it. He had to sort of redesign his house, change everything, the way he did everything in his life, from the way he got dressed, the way he eats, everything. He had to exercise differently and then come to grips with the fact that he wasn't ever going to be normal. When the credits rolled, it was revealed that this was based on a true story, and it said something like 17 or 18 years after the accident, he had passed away in real life, which was kind of tragic also because he was fairly young. Anyway, I really enjoyed the film. If I had to rate it, I'd probably give it 4 stars.